Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 35th Torino Film Festival. I have the pleasure of being in company of the president of the jury of this year, Pablo Larraín. Welcome, and welcome back on Fred.
Thank you, please. This is it's a real honor. Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, how did you greet and what did you think about this invitation on the festival to come back here as juror and president of the jury?
Well, you know, for me, it's I have to say that it's not an easy job to be a filmmaker and being on a jury, because it's hard to judge movies, because I believe that the reason why you can choose a movie or you can award a movie as a jury member, I think it's always based more in what did that movie did to you, you know, how it affect you. So it's I think when you are thinking on films, is what you learn from it, is if the movie is the love that movie produced on you, the curiosity, the rage, maybe the many elements that could make a movie interesting. But I have to say that I wanted to be here because I've been invited before. But also because it was a very important, it is a very important film festival for me, because 2008 I got an award in here, and then it was very encouraging, it was a very beautiful moment, so I'll never forget it. So I have some kind of a special relationship with the festival, with the city, so I wanted to be back. I think this film festival is like a little family somehow. Mm-hmm. And I stayed in touch over the years with Emanuela, with Mara, with Silvia, with everyone in here. So this year was possible. So I'm very lucky and proud to be here.
So what did you decide? How are you approaching the vision of these films? Are you thinking? Are you trying not to think as your to your jury task to? Task as a juror, or you're just watching films as you normally watch
them?
Yeah,
well, I think also what happens is that most of the time, when you're a jury, maybe you sit on the chair and then you're like judging the movie. I try personally not to do that, and what we talk to the and I sort of encourage the rest of the juries is that not to look for the things that we dislike and not to talk about the things that we don't like. I ask them to discuss among all of us the things that we really loved on each of those movies. So that could be probably a more healthy conversation. And also, I personally think that what I'm trying to look at those things that could only exist in cinema and not in TV. You know, TV today is very strong, and there's a lot of incredible TV being made all over the world, which creates a very interesting space for cinema, because sometimes you think that there are things in common, and of course they are, but there are some things that could only be on cinema that would never be on TV. So those are the things that I like to look for, the things that could stand as a movie and could create passion in us. Would that be the best film or the best movies of the festival? I don't know. It would be for sure the best movies for us. So we're just a bunch of human beings that are fragile and that make mistakes, so it's hard to be absolute and say this is the best film. It's just the best film for us, which is probably how film juries works. But it's just about desire, I guess, and passion.
What makes you click as a director? What is the drive that makes you want to do a film? Is it a person, a story, a situation? Where do you start from?
Well, you know, I've made movies out of an IMAX photo. I've made movies about ideas, about political circumstances. So it's hard. It really depends. But I guess the most important for me, what I look as a director in a movie is... It's the atmosphere, it's the tone, it's like there's like a conception of a feeling and an atmosphere, and that's what triggers me to probably to try to make a specific movie more than the story itself. The story, the plots, the dramatic issues are important, but cinema, it's more about the atmosphere, what goes in a very emotional kind of level, and that what stays with you, you know, more than a specific story. Stories are everywhere, you know, they're great, but I'm not trying to tell, I don't think I'm a storyteller. I might be, but what I'm really trying to look is to try to transmit a mood, an emotion. Could be chaos, could be love, could be desire, but it's that. It's something that could be unsettling and at the same time beautiful. It's just it's all about mood and atmosphere, tone, I think.
Why did you become a director in the first place?
I don't know. It's the only thing that I know how to do. So, I don't know. I guess because I couldn't be a fireman, probably.
I like this answer. I guess that you're aware of the effect you have on the new generation of filmmakers. You were talking to our colleague before, and you sort of open up a whole world in terms of cinematographic language. So I was wondering, is this a side effect of your heart that you enjoy, or is this a responsibility that you feel that you don't like?
Oh, it's... you're talking about ego.
No, I'm talking about the effect you have on people.
No, I understand. Just kidding. I don't know. I appreciate what you're saying. I think it's beautiful, but... I believe that those are consequences that you can't measure, and I don't think you should never work because of that or do anything. I think you just have to stay looking at the things in the same way you look at them. And also what happens is that we are changing all the time, so I'm not the same filmmaker from the last movie or the previous one, and I think that change is very interesting. So I try to find movies that are new and fresh for me, and if those movies create any kind of impact in anyone in a positive way, if that it has created something that it could have or it could make people to move then and to find their own desires, it's very beautiful. I think I was taught by Alfredo Castro when he was my teacher. Then he became an actor that I worked with. But when he was my teacher, he told me that what I should do is to find my own desires and put those desires on the screen. So if there's anyone that have seen any of my work and has been able to find their own desires and put those desires on the screen, then I'm very proud, and I think it's a very beautiful exercise, you know. But I think I'm going to keep trying to put my own desires on the screen, because that's the way that cinema gets to be something that is truthful and unique.
Can you tell us something about The True American? Are you working on it? Is it produced by Catherine Bigelow?
Yes, because I don't think it's good to talk about movies that have not been made, because anything is possible.
Are you still on board of that? Are you still
I could only say that I'm working I really hope that I would get to make a movie next year. Yes.
I really really hope to meet you again with your
No, thanks your for film. Having me there are filmmakers in this country, in the history of this country, that that I think they're so important, and I would like to dedicate this this interview and of course my presence in this festival to Pasolini, who is someone who really impacted me and I guess I don't know, when I was starting to make movies I would see his work, and I felt that it was a description of humanity and art that it can only be expressed through poetry, that I think is the most important thing. Poetry and politics, if you put that together, and then you have cinema.
Thank you so much, Paolo. And before ending this interview, I would like to invite Federico Spoletti, our founder, because here with us, because as you might know...
Fred,
as you might know, we're very glad to give you our Fred Award this year.
I hope you have so many things for you.
No, please. Oh, it's amazing.
A plaque. A master of authentically contemporary cinema. Do you like that?
Oh yes, sounds very good. Okay. Thank you.
a real microphone, because you're supposed to become. We didn't tell you about that, but you are a correspondent for Fred as well.
Okay.
Now,
moment. I'm glad
so
to.
This is the real symbol.
Oh really? This is the word as well.
Yeah, it's.
Oh,
working.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to make sure my son doesn't destroy it, but.
Okay. Yeah, but we can use your son as a young correspondent.
Okay. Right.
This is for you. So we need a. We have a very complex motivation to read. Shall we read
yes.
that? Probably you saw that because it was in the letter inviting you.
Yes.
Should I read it? No, you
read
it.
Should I read it? It's
yes.
very complicated. A producer and a filmmaker who succeeds in combining commitment and formal elegance, denunciation and experimentation. He creates works which are at the same time classic and original, defying any attempt at classification. In spite of the constant variety of subjects and languages employed, they do depict a very personal yet organic poetic landscape. Pablo Larraín's art is characterized by a break with convention, which is never an end to itself. On the contrary, it's truly functional to the intent of exposing social conventions as well as any form of hypocrisy, be it collective or individual. Fredfield Radio recognizes itself, in particular, in the determination with which Mr. Larraín in his films contributes to demystifying the mechanisms of communication and manipulations by those in power.
Wow, that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, I like you like it, but you know, we give awards to write motivation. So thank you, Pablo. It was
thank
really
you,
a pleasure to have you here. And
thank you.
Grazie.
Thank you so much.
This is Chiara Nicoletti, Federico Spoletti, and Pablo Larraín from the 35th Torino Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Grazie.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.